On the day you see the believing men and believing women, their light proceeding before them and on their right, it will be said, "Your good tidings today are of gardens beneath which rivers flow, wherein you will abide eternally." That is what is the great attainment. On the same day, the hypocrite men and hypocrite women will say to those who believed, "Wait for us, that we may acquire some of your light." It will be said, "Go back behind you and seek light." And a wall will be placed between them with a door, its interior containing mercy, but on the outside of it is torment. The hypocrites will call to the believers, "Were we not with you?" They will say, "Yes, but you afflicted yourselves and awaited misfortune for us and doubted, and wishful thinking deluded you until there came the command of Allah, and the deceiver deceived you concerning Allah. So today no ransom will be taken from you or from those who disbelieved. Your refuge is the fire. It is most worthy of you, and wretched is the destination. Has the time not come for those who have believed that their hearts should become humbly submissive at the remembrance of Allah and what has come down of the truth? And let them not be like those who were given the scripture before, and a long period passed over them, so their hearts hardened, and many of them are defiantly disobedient. Know that Allah gives life to the earth after its lifelessness. We have made clear to you the signs. Perhaps you will understand. Indeed, the men who practice charity and the women who practice charity and they who have loaned Allah a goodly loan, it will be multiplied for them, and they will have a noble reward.